That was Maverick City Music and Promises on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Now, again, this week, Beth is off, and that means I get to find other people to help play the What Day Is It game, and I have my kids playing a lot this week, but today, I thought it was time to go back to my dad. Hey, Marcus, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's nice and warm. Well, it's in Ohio, and so it was a little rainy this morning, but it was a nice day.
Well,
no snow.
Well, it's going to be really cold here. So enjoy that Ohio weather.
We'll keep it there.
Yeah. So you have done so well on this game. Well, I don't remember what your record is on air.
Well,
do you remember?
Yeah, it's bad.
Really?
It's not bad. Five.
So you're 5-0. You've gotten
this I am.
Correct 5 times in a row.
But 5-1 is still good.
you're already planning to lose today?
Well,
I don't know.
It's probably going to happen sometime.
I'm sure it will. That's why I keep coming back to you, because the streak is just getting longer and longer and longer. Well, anyway, so we'll see how it goes today. So let's see. This is the What Day Is It game. That is the game where I take a look at all the different weird holidays that are every day of the year. I pick 2 that are real, and I make a 3rd one up. And in this case, you and Marcus are going to try to guess which is the day that I made up today, which is the fake day. So taking a look at my list here, Dad, I've got National Small Talk Day. National Small Talk Day. Celebrates the art of casual conversation, just doing small talk, which I like, but I know a lot of people don't. I'm kind of the small talk king. Also, we have International Mountain Day. So mountains are home to 15% of the world's population. And so this day, you're just paying attention to mountains. So International Mountain Day.
Okay.
And let's see, and your 3rd option today is National Noodle Ring Day, which is a recipe, apparently. Noodle rings, it's fallen out of fashion. You won't find noodle ring recipes in many modern cookbooks, but it's basically like a noodle recipe, but put into a bundt cake and then flipped over. It doesn't look very appetizing to me, but apparently it has its whole holiday. Or does it?
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You always have a food one.
Oh, almost always.
Almost always, yeah.
I don't think I had one on Monday, but yeah. No, I did. I did have one on Monday. Think about that. I don't think I have one yesterday. But anyway. So we got National Small Talk Day, International Mountain Day, and then National Noodle Ring Day.
Well, I think you made up 1.
You think I made up National Small Talk Day?
Yeah.
So 6 in a row ain't bad. You always come into it so like, oh, I'm going to miss it, but no, you get it just about every time. We can really count on you not to get it wrong. That's funny. So what clued you in this time?
Well, you've been kind of out of character for a while.
Oh, what's that mean?
That means you've been picking the 2nd one quite consistently.
So, Dad, you like graph this out, pay attention to the trends.
But I've been bad. I haven't been able to listen as often.
Well, that was
last week. You did the 3rd one, the 3rd one, the 1st one, and the 2nd one, and the 2nd one. And Monday, you did the 2nd one.
Okay. So, you just thought the first one was...
Well, I knew the 3rd one. The 3rd one sounded so real. It was either the 1st one or the 2nd one.
Okay. Well, once again, your logic was impeccable. So we'll have to come back to you the next time Beth's on vacation, see if we can go for 7.
Well, that's a perfect number, so I'll try to steer it away from that one.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dad, for helping me out again.
Ah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Here's Behold the Savior from Meredith Andrews, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.